This is Dairy Radio Now.
Joining us on our Wellness Wednesday, Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. Ryan, the last time we spoke, you emphasized the misconception of natural ventilation, and you're saying if it's not drafty, keep the fans running, as the calves will only benefit from fresher air. But we know that can be costly during these tight times. Are there other options out there to fit someone's budget when it comes to fans?
That's a good question, and that's really something that we've been dealing with a lot lately, as I think, you know, everybody has in this dairy economy. One thing that I like to raise awareness with my customers is, where's the best place to save money, but where are good places to spend it where we're going to get that money back? And I'll just give you a couple examples. When it comes to designing, say, a ventilation system, we all know that there's what I would call premium fan manufacturers, and then there are companies out there that make more of a budget fan. And in some areas, we can cut costs by leaning on a budget fan. It may not last as long. But when it comes to picking a fan to power your positive pressure ventilation tube, that is not a place to buy a cheap fan. And the reason is, a lot of fans will have a certain output, or a certain CFM output, based on a certain static pressure that they have to push against. And what I found is, when using some cheaper budget-type fans to inflate the tube or the bag, that tube or bag will backfeed pressure onto the fan. And the poorer quality fans will not maintain the same output. So they might say, they might advertise as a 3,000 CFM fan, but by the time you hook it up to a tube and ask it to inflate the tube, you might only be getting 2,100 CFM, for example. Whereas the premium fan, they might advertise 3,000 CFM just blowing into a room, and when you hook those to a tube, you might get 2,800 out of that fan. And so it's important. The cheaper fans, if we hook them to tubes, the motors are going to burn out quicker. The output is not going to be what we thought it was going to be. We had an example where a customer insisted on using a very cheap fan to power the bag, and the output was reduced so bad just because it was a poor quality fan that it didn't even inflate the tube correctly. And we ended up having to swap that out with a better quality fan, and then the tube inflated fine and performed just as we thought it would. And so I guess my point to the listeners today is, there's places to cut costs and there's places not to, and particularly when you are choosing a fan to power your positive pressure ventilation system, those fans should really be your higher quality fans.
Yes, you get what you pay for when you go to the higher quality, but what if that is outside of someone's budget?
Well, we deal with that too, so we come up with what I would call the ideal ventilation system for a calf barn, and sometimes the reality of the price of the ideal system and the farmer's budget are not the same. And so at that point, the farmer has really two options. One, are we just going to find a cheaper alternative? Or two, are we going to just do part of the ideal ventilation solution that we can afford, and then we'll deal with part of it later? And I've seen customers do both options. And in my opinion, the best option is, if you have a very, very good ventilation option in front of you, and your budget will only allow half of it, I think it's better to just do the half of that ventilation system that you can this year, and maybe look at doing the other half next year. And I think that that yields better results, because at the end of the day, by the time you're done installing that system, you have the best ventilation system. I have seen customers say, I can't afford that best option, I'm going to go buy something cheap and quick. And when they install that, yeah, it was cheaper on the front end, but it's not as effective. And when the day comes that they actually want to improve it, they have to scrap the whole thing and buy the better one anyways. They end up paying for the system more than once. And I just think that idea of, identify the best ventilation system for your barn, and if you can't afford the whole project at once, is it possible to do it in stages? That's what we call it. We call it staging. And is it possible to identify parts that you want to install now that will achieve most of the ventilation requirements, and then things that you can delay and install later when you have time to save up more money to pay for it?
Your biggest fan? The one you invest in. Thanks, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
Let's say you're presented a stock which yields a guaranteed 82% return. You'd put your money in it, right? That magical stock is called Farm Radio, and for our advertisers, it is pure gold. 82% of farmers listen to their trusted farm radio station at least 4 days a week. The moral of the story? Farm Radio pays dividends, and both the listener and the advertiser lived happily ever after. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker. Dairy Radio Now.